This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. To the end of his days, his rural background colored his writings and speech. The horse, the dog, the ox, the plow, the hog became interpreters of his meaning when he tried to make simple people understand him. And it's the dog we are going to talk about today as we consider the spiritual life of Lincoln. Now, Lincoln's rhetoric was simple, often like spiritual truths that come out best when they are kept simple, like the parable stories of Jesus, including a major event involving pigs absorbing evil spirits. The wisdom of the Buddha features the 10 ox herding illustrations of the Zen path of enlightenment. There is a dog in a true story about Lincoln, and it's very much like the dog in a famous Hindu scripture. As the spiritual life of Lincoln, his wilderness origins do shape his speech, and his life takes on a compelling and spiritual simplicity. So first the story of Lincoln and his dog, and then the Hindu scripture story of a man and his dog at the gate of heaven. In March of 1830, Lincoln had just turned 21 and was still legally obligated to his father. And so he helped his father and stepmother move that cold spring from Pigeon Creek, Indiana, to Macon County, Illinois. At the town of Vincennes, they crossed the flooded, thawing Wabash River. Water levels were high and would freeze overnight again. One historian records this story. At one crossing, Lincoln's favorite little feisty dog jumped from the wagon, broke through the ice, and began struggling for his life. "I could not bear to lose my dog," Lincoln recalled many years later, "and I jumped out of the wagon and waded waist-deep in the ice and water, got hold of him and helped him out and saved him." Whether you think of the parable Jesus tells of the one lost sheep, or the image of the lone sparrow that falls from heaven, but still in God's view, the degree of charity and commitment in this story of Lincoln speaks to the purity, really, of his spiritual life. Many fables and parables and scriptural stories tell of such simple, heartfelt spiritual truths. Here is one from the Hindu text called the Mahabharata and the teaching of the four goals of life. It is a beautiful story of Hindu mythology, providing an insight into the meaning of our existence. Five brothers who were kings and the wife of the eldest, who was the queen, after a long reign were embarking on their final journey to heaven. To do so, they had to trek up a mountain, and along the way, they were joined by a dog. The climb was so arduous, they began to die off. Even the second oldest brother, the Hercules of his era, fell. However, the eldest and the dog made it to the top, where they were greeted by Indra, the king of the gods. He congratulated him, the eldest, and told him to get into his chariot to go to heaven. But the dog walked in first. Indra was infuriated. "I will not tolerate a dog in my chariot. Get him out and let's go." The eldest said, "Through my journey up the mountain, my queen and my brothers left me. Only this dog stayed with me. I cannot leave him now." Indra exclaimed, Are you mad? Dogs do not belong in heaven. Do you want to give up your place for a dog?" The eldest replied, "The dog stayed faithfully by me. I will not desert him now, even for heaven." This can be a story of a metaphysical truth of being faithful to our own Dharma truth, or it is a compelling story of the virtue of faithfulness in life, regardless of position or sacrifice. In the case of Lincoln's spiritual life, we see all three levels: his integrity to who he was, his truth, his caring commitment to who others were, and his willingness to sacrifice. So too, we can be lighted down in simple honor, like Lincoln, to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.